This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. In the upcoming hours, the President of China is expected to arrive in Russia for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and U.S. officials are waiting for an update. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate the meeting between visiting Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Moscow. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there are concerns China may agree to help Putin in the war effort.
China has not condemned Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are still buying Russian oil and energy resources.
He tells Fox News Sunday experts wonder if there will be talk of a China-brokered ceasefire, which would give Putin a strategic advantage. Since President Xi is talking to Russia, will there be a call with President Biden?
He does want to set up another chance to talk to President Xi, and I suspect that will happen.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said in Brussels Monday there's a situation in which Russian President Vladimir Putin should be arrested.
If President Putin travels to one of the more than 130 countries who have signed this international treaty, he should be immediately arrested.
As we mentioned, Chinese leader Xi Jinping is due to meet Russian President Putin in Moscow Monday in a political boost for the isolated Russian president after the International Criminal Court charged him with war crimes in Ukraine. Xi's government gave no details of what the Chinese leader hoped to accomplish in his visit. Xi and Putin declared they had a no-limits friendship before the February 2022 attack on Ukraine, but China has tried to portray itself as neutral in the conflict. For more on these and all of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean state media reported Monday that leader Kim Jong-un led 2 days of military drills simulating a nuclear counterattack over the weekend. VOA's Marissa Melton reports. We will get to that story here in a moment.
State media KCNA reported that the drills included the firing of a ballistic missile carrying a mock nuclear warhead. The drills were the fourth show of force from Pyongyang in a week. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Sunday that the short-range ballistic missile fired by Pyongyang flew 800 kilometers or 500 miles before landing in the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan. Tokyo has also condemned the launch, as did the U.S. military's Indo-Pacific Command. North Korea's drills took place as South Korea and the United States staged their own military maneuvers. 11 days of joint drills known as Freedom Shield. It's their largest set of joint exercises in 5 years. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival Credit Suisse for almost $3.25 billion in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking. The combination of the two biggest and best-known Swiss banks, each with storied histories dating back to the mid-19th century, amounts to a thunderclap for Switzerland's reputation as a global financial center, leaving it on the cusp of having a single national champion in banking. Here's UBS Chair Colm Kelleher.
We are committed to making this deal a great success. There are no options in this. This is absolutely essential to the financial structure of Switzerland and, at the risk of being somewhat global, I think to global finance. So this deal is announced. This deal will be executed successfully.
Donald Trump has called for protest as he predicts his arrest, while his former vice president calls the investigation political. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says with all the problems in New York, the Manhattan DA doesn't need to investigate hush money payments to women who allege sexual encounters with Trump.
It just feels like a politically charged prosecution.
Trump has said he expects to be arrested Tuesday and is calling for protest.
The American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble.
The former vice president also says people are frustrated about
what they sense is a two-tier justice system in this country. I think is well-founded.
Pence made his comments on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos during a visit to Iowa, an early voting state, and said he's giving serious consideration to running for president.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.